Come on, this morning I want to speak on the subject of a father's dilemma. A father's dilemma. I know many times it has been said that fathers carry the brunt or the burden of being the head of the house, being the pillar in the house. But there comes a time, if you've been a father long enough, that a father will have a dilemma. And sometimes the dilemma is not always an easy one. Sometimes they are difficult. Sometimes there are choices that have to be made. Sometimes there's choices of where we go and how we do it that have to be made. And sometimes it leads to a dilemma in life. Sometimes you cannot foretell it. You cannot get it prophesied over your life. You don't know how it's going to come, when it's going to come. But I do know that it's going to come. It's going to come. Come on, sometimes we live in a dilemma of which way do we go and how are we going to get there? What's going to come of it? What's going to be the outcome of this? But the reality is we have to trust in the Lord with all of our hearts and lean not to our own understanding, but in some of our ways. So y'all awake today. Okay, all right. In all of our ways, we have to acknowledge Him. And the promise is that He will direct our, come on, sometimes it's just as simple as that. It's just knowing and having a confidence that where I'm going, God is sending me, amen? Come on, but there's times in life, if you're a father, and we're talking about fathers with fathers today, that there's just a father's dilemma. See, in our text today, God gives us some divine insight on the love of a father. Just gives us insight here in the text, in the scripture, because it's just hard to rationalize this in the natural. See, in the natural, this is a dilemma. Every time I read this portion of scripture, every time I think about this dilemma that's going on with this dad, with these two boys, and one wants his share, and he says, give me my share, and then he goes out immediately, and he talking about all I've worked for, all my life, all I've given to, every effort I've given, I'm giving you your part, and then the next thing I know, you have wasted it. Come on, in the natural, this is a dilemma. It is even a challenge to even think about the drama that unfolded in this man's household. Come on, the Bible doesn't give us all. Sometimes you just got to look in between the lines because it never mentions the mother one time. So something tells me this was all about the father's dilemma. What you going to do about this, Daddy? How you going to handle this, Father? It is a dilemma that was nothing that he prepared for or could even fathom that was going to happen in his lifetime. Come on, his household was in disarray. And many times a day, we find that same substance, and we find that same thing that's relevant in our society today, that households become disruptive. They become dysfunctional. They become unprioritized in how it's handled in the life of many of our fathers. See, when I think about my youth, and I think about all the drama. Come on, somebody say drama. I think about all the drama that I put my parents through. Come on, I was messed up. I was messed up. And not one time did I ever think about their feelings. Never sat there and said, well, I wonder is dad mad? Well, I wonder is mom sad? See, sometimes when kids are into what they're into, they don't even think about what it does to a household. They don't think back and say, well, man, look what this is doing to my family. Come on, not one time did I say, is my mother upset? Is she challenged? That didn't keep me from what I was doing. Didn't keep me out of the mess I got into because I wasn't even thinking about them. And many times in our society, the kids, they don't even think about what it does to a parent. Come on, I didn't think about the diapers they changed. I ain't think about the steps they helped me walk. I ain't think about the foods they fed me, the clothes they put on my back, the Christmas gifts at Christmas time, the birthday gifts at I ain't think about none of that. Didn't even cross my mind Because I was too busy on my time. Did that rhyme? Okay, that's good. Of course, sometimes we just on our own agenda. We just in our own mess. We just in our own way. And it doesn't matter what we're doing or where we're going through. We don't think about nobody but our... Oh, I'm glad y'all did that. I can cut that part out. Oh, we don't think about the past. We don't think about what they've done for us. We don't think about how it makes them feel. We don't think about we came out of them. They loved me. We don't think about that when we're on our agenda. When we're into our mess, when we're into our thing. We don't think nothing about it till after the fact. Well, I didn't think about all that they had done. I didn't think about the sacrifices they made. I didn't think about the turmoil it was causing them. All I thought about was what I was into. Come on, I'm sure it was an emotional dilemma dealing with my irresponsible behavior. See, a dilemma, let me tell you, a dilemma is about difficult choices. See, it's not a dilemma if it's not a difficult choice. See, a dilemma is about difficult choices that must be made in our lives. See, this father in our scripture today is faced with a real dilemma. Everything wasn't as planned. Everything didn't go as scripted. Everything wasn't as all we thought had figured it out. It didn't go that way. He was dealing with the son, a son that he loved dearly, yet his son was in a place of his life where he had become dull to his feelings of others. Come on, three things happened in this son's life. He was self-aware. He realized he had something coming and there was another world out there. Sometimes that's the worst place to be when you're young. You break the buck, you buck the system, you break the rules because you become self-aware. Come on, maybe you just broke puberty. Maybe you just got out of your stage of where you are sexually. But whatever happens, something happens where we become more self-aware. And sometimes that's not always the best place if you don't know how to handle it. Because you're aware of everything. You're aware of the latest and the greatest and where people are going and where they're not going and how things work. But you ain't thinking about nobody else. You're just thinking about yourself. Sometimes that is the biggest challenge in parenthood when children become self-aware. When you ain't feeding them no more. When you ain't waking them up no more. They become self-aware. You might be still paying the bills, but they know which way they go. Amen? Come on. Sometimes that is the biggest dilemma that many children face, that many young people face, is they first now become what? Self-aware. Come on. And then secondly, what happens is they become what? Self-centered. This about me. You done lived your life. This about me. And it becomes a mindset that they become self-centered. Well, I know it ain't never happened to none of y'all. I'm just talking about me right now. But it become about you. What you do, how you do it, when you do it. It's just about. Come on, some of y'all ain't never changed that yet. Come on, we become self-centered. I ain't doing it unless it's about me. I ain't coming unless it's about. Come on, we got all things rigged and situated, but really it's all centered around me. Do I feel like it? Is this beneficial to me? Come on, when you become a mature adult, things are not about being self-centered. It's not just about you. Come on, kids think like that. Paul said that in 1 Corinthians chapter 13. He says, when I was a child, I spoke as a child. I acted like a... But when I became a man, I had to what? Stuff just got to change. Come on, because when stuff can change, that means I have changed. Come on, there's a certain level of responsibility. There's a certain level of awareness, not just self-awareness, but I know what's going on around me. And why is going on around me? Come on, I can watch the news now, amen? Come on, I can keep my attention span more than an hour, amen? Come on, because now I've become not just self-aware, I've become aware of what's going on in my life. Come on. And the last part that really hurt this young man is he was self-motivated. Didn't care what it took his father to get what he got. Didn't care how it affected mom. Didn't care how it affected brother. Didn't care how it affected the family. I'm going to get mine. I'm going to do me. I know none of y'all ain't said that. Shame the devil. Amen. Well, think about this. He did not consider the feelings of his mother. He did not consider the emotions of his brother. He did not consider the well-being of his father. Come on, this is a dilemma, church. And many times it's a father's dilemma. I know we don't talk about it much, and I know the man is supposed to do this and be that, but there just comes a time in a man's life where it becomes a dilemma. Amen? Amen. If I get to the next page, they won't let me go to the next page. Amen. Come on, this father is watching his beloved son walk out of the life of his family and the structure of the home. And he was feeling himself. Somebody say feeling himself. Oh, I know y'all done said that. Come on, he was feeling himself, we might say. We might say that. See, this father, I'm sure, spent many nights wondering what was going to be the end of his son. I'm sure he was wondering what went wrong and where did he go wrong with this son. I'm sure he second-guessed. I should have never gave him that money. I know we're supposed to, and I know that's the way the law is written, but I should have never gave him his inheritance before he was ready for it. Come on, the scripture said he was the younger son. The blessing, the inheritance is supposed to go to the older son. So he was out of line, out of order already. And he's second-guessing himself. Why did I make that decision? Why did I give him this inheritance before he was ready for it? See, that's why God does things in order, because sometimes we want something we ain't even ready for. We want these relationships and we want things in our life, and really, we're not even ready to be a father. Ain't ready to handle the burden. Ain't ready to handle the weight, but yet the opportunity or things happen in our life, and here it is. I got it whether I want it or not. Well, that's why the stigma comes in our society and in our culture where kids don't have their fathers and kids not around, because we got this mindset in our society and in our culture that we can lay, but we don't have to stay. And you mommy's baby and daddy's maybe. Somebody said no, but they tell the truth, shame the devil. Well, this father was dealing with it. His house was messed up. All because of this decision of his son. He loved his son. He didn't want his son to go astray, but he wanted what was rightfully his and to get his inheritance. And sometimes we get stuff and we ask God for stuff and we're not even ready for it. And then the next thing you know, we done wasted it or messed it up. And then we're trying to play catch-up or make-up. And then people, we live our life called overcompensating. I ain't with you all week, but when I am with you, I'm going to spoil you. I'm going to treat you like I ain't never treated you because I ain't there. Come on, and we have families and people trying to overcompensate in life because they were not there or because they did not take care of their responsibilities. And all this becomes the dilemma of the father. Comes a real dilemma. He says, my son is gone. And I don't know if I'm ever going to see him again. Well, I'm sure he got backlash from mama. I'm sure the service was talking about him in the hallways. Hey, where is he? Why he let him go? Why he do that? Come on, sometimes when you make a decision and you're the head, sometimes you get backlash. Come on, y'all ain't going to tell the truth, but I'm still going to say it. I'm still going to say it. There's backlash. Come on, this is a real dilemma for this father. See, my son is gone. I don't know when he's coming back. and that I'm ever going to see him again. And now I'm living all these days living with a broken heart. It's a real father's dilemma. It's a real dilemma for this father. See, when you are responsible for the household or for the holding the family together, when you are the support of the family and the covering of the home, and something devastating happens in the home, I can tell you, many fathers suffer silently. They ain't calling their boyfriend. They ain't calling their man friend. They ain't calling nobody. They ain't calling me. They ain't talking to the brother down the street. They ain't talking to their daddy. They ain't talking to nobody. They ain't saying nothing. It is suffering silently. And all around, everybody looking for them to be the strength, to have the answers, to be the strong one, to know what's going on. And they walking around brokenhearted because they do not have the answers. Because I'm telling you, fathers are suffering in silence. Come on, you might be sitting the one next to one today. Can't talk to nobody, not saying nothing to anybody, just suffering silently. Come on, nobody can know this dilemma of this father. Come on, mama didn't give him the inheritance. Brother didn't give him the inheritance. The service ain't give him nothing. I was the one that gave him the inheritance. And now we sitting here not knowing what's going to happen to this boy. Come on, I can tell you, there are many fathers, even today, that are just suffering silently. Come on, we talk bad about fathers that have walked out the door, that are hitting the bottle, that are drug addicted, that are all into all these things, but the reality is they couldn't take the suffering anymore. Come on, somebody gonna catch me halfway through. We almost there, but you'll catch me halfway through. They suffer silently. And they're looking for the support and the help, and there is none. They're looking for somebody to say, here's the remedy, or here's the answer, or here's the key to how to live this life and deal with this situation, but there's nobody. Nobody's going through what I'm going through. Nobody's dealing with what I'm dealing with. But here it is. I can't say nothing. Just suffering silently. Just silently. Come on, because things didn't go right in the house. Come on, trust me. This father was supposed to be the pillar of strength. Yet many fathers struggle when things don't go right at home. I ain't going to get no amen, but we can have a men's session soon, brother. We can talk about it then. We can talk about it then. Nobody want to say amen, but I can tell you it's right on. It's true. It is true. Come on, the fathers are looked to differently. They look to, don't shed a tear, but to be what I need you to be in this time of crisis. Come on, the father's supposed to be there. He's supposed to be the strength of what's going on. But here, it doesn't look right if he's falling apart. Come on, sometimes we overemphasize how the father's role and what it should be and how it should be and how they should feel and what they should deal with. And we overemphasize it, but yet we're looking to them to be what sometimes they are not. Come on, not just when a child goes astray, but what about when the money is funny? Well, I wish y'all would preach to me. I sure wish y'all would preach to me and tell the truth. Come on, what about when the money is funny? Or the change is strange, and the ends don't meet, and it's more month than it is money. How we act then? Come on, it's a real dilemma when I'm trying to figure out, am I getting the food or am I paying the bills? Because the money is funny. Come on, it's a reality, and sometimes the strength of a father doesn't show up till the crises happen in their life. And then we'll see what you made of then. It's good when everybody howdy and everybody's good and nobody's sick and we got plenty of money and nothing's going wrong. But what about when things not going right? It's a real dilemma for the father, for the head of the house. When things ain't right, when the ship is rocking, when it's rolling, we don't know how to act this city. Come on, it's not just when a child goes astray. Or maybe the money's funny. Or maybe there's civil rivalry in the house. The kids don't get along. Come on, one ain't talking to another. One in the field, the other one partying. Come on, it's civil rivalry, it's jealousy. There's envy. Come on, somebody say amen. You don't know it. Somebody say amen. I'm telling you, God gave me this. Wrote it out in 8 minutes. Amen. In the middle of the night. Amen. Come on, what about when there's civil rivalry? And for months and weeks and sometimes years, kids don't even talk to each other. What does a father do? How does he respond? Come on, he can't play sides. This ain't no Cain and Abel. We can't figure this out. Come on, it is a real father's dilemma. Come on, they ain't thinking about daddy. They ain't thinking about mommy. They just thinking about what done happened between us. That we can't even talk now. We can't even be civil now. What's went down? What's happened? And what is the father supposed to do? Y'all help me out. Help me out. Come on, what about when your marriage is failing? Come on, the kids are good, everybody in the house, but your marriage is failing. And the father is supposed to be the protector, the giver of his life for the woman, but your marriage is failing. You're trying to hold it together. You're trying to keep the kids from seeing you cry, and you're definitely trying to keep them from seeing you cuss each other out. You're trying to help it. But it's a real dilemma when I see you. I don't want to see you. And now I'm going through stuff because I don't want the kids to be affected. And I don't want everything to affect our house. But the reality is your marriage is falling apart. And the father has been called to be the savior of the body. But yet the body is dying. Come on, it's devastating. It becomes a father's dilemma. It's not just when kids go astray. It's not when the kids make bad decisions. It's not when things seem to be crumbling apart all around your household. It's when you don't know how to deal with the dilemma. Come on, I'm going to tell you they're going to come. I'm going to tell you they happen in the father's life. And God gives us a vivid illustration about how to handle this dilemma. Come on, check this out. This father didn't fall apart. He didn't go ballistic. He wasn't chaotic in his approach. He didn't blame it on somebody else. He didn't look outward. He looked inward. And he stayed and put his trust in the Lord. He trusted in God. Come on, I can tell you that many fathers check out. And some fathers give up. Come on, I know you ain't going to say amen because maybe your father checked out. Maybe your father gave up. Maybe it wasn't because of you. Maybe it was just a dilemma he couldn't deal with that he was going through. And he had nobody to talk to. Maybe the marriage was failing. Maybe things wasn't what they seemed on the outside. But yet this father had to deal with this dilemma. I can tell you, many fathers check out. Come on, they may be still in the house, but they ain't there. They check out. They check the back door. Is it there? And they give up. Because sometimes the dilemma becomes great. And the challenge becomes fierce. And if we do not know how to deal with the dilemma and the challenges of our life, even the best of them have checked out, have went out the back door. Come on, we can dramatize the situation, but the reality is this is real. Amen? This is real. Come on, I can tell you that the real dilemma for any father who deals with the challenges of uncertainty and confusion that surrounds his life. It is a real dilemma when fathers struggle with the broken areas of life. And then the reality is it shows up in their home. You got one amen and some mmm. Y'all don't know how funny y'all get. Amen. So I'm going to close up. I applaud the fathers who have hung in there. And don't give up. And don't quit. No matter what. Come on, somebody say no matter what. Just applaud you. And I thank God for you. Because sometimes that's the pillar. I never once asked my father how he felt about what I sent him through. It wasn't until I got married that he was asked to have the prayer over the food when we was having the food, and we got it on videotape. That it blew me away. I said, "This man, I don't even know him. I didn't know that part of him. He prayed better than me. And I'm a pastor." Come on. It has shown me that no matter how much hurt he went through and how much I put him through, he still loved me. Come on, sometimes that's just the father's dilemma. Come on, if I could rewind it and take back all the heartache and the, you know, the first time I got in trouble, he said, "I ain't never coming to get you again. You get in trouble, you on your own." Got in trouble again. And who was there? My father. Even brokenhearted. See, sometimes you go through, your heart's broken. And life demands is tough. He never gave up on me. And I can tell you, our Father never gives up on us. No matter what we go through, no matter the changes we send them through, amen? Come on, sometimes it's just about being selfish and self-centered and not thinking about nobody else but me. Not knowing you're leaving the devastation of hurt with the people that love you. Come on, I never had a chance to go back and tell my father, "Man, I'm sorry for what I put you through." Just wasn't enough. And he didn't stay with me long enough to go back and repent of everything I did. Something else will pop up in my head. "Well, remember I did that? Remember I did this?" But every step of the way, he was still proud of me. I don't know if it was because I was so messed up and he was glad to see me stand up. I don't know. I don't know what it was that made him so proud of me. But before it was all over, sometimes we don't think about it. We don't think about it. So I applaud the fathers that hang in there, that hang on to your families. Then don't quit on them, no matter what. It may be a dilemma. It may be hard. But this too will pass. Amen? This too will pass. Come on, this father could have easily given up hope for the way this wayward son went out. But he never lost hope. Come on, this father could have been unforgiving. "You don't waste my money and turn up my house." But he wasn't. He wasn't. Come on, this father could have been bitter. "Because you done took me through some changes. And now you back here? Man, go back out there with the people, the citizens of the world." But he wasn't. He wasn't like that at all. He could have been resentful. Look what you done to us. Look at your mother. She 40, look at 50. Look at her. Y'all laughing, but I'm going to tell you, that's real. He could have been resentful, but he wasn't. He wasn't. He could have said, kick rocks. You know how y'all young people say it. But he didn't. Well, I believe God is with every father and encourages them through any dilemma in their life. Amen? Come on, let me tell you, this call of fatherhood or to be a father is a great responsibility. Come on, people act like this is you just pull your pants on the same way. Now, you. Sometimes you can't even find your pants, let alone put it in one leg at a time. You're trying to figure out, am I wearing a pants today or? Nah, I'm not going there. We'll be here another 20 minutes. Yeah, I make myself laugh. Y'all are, yeah. Well, I believe God is with every father to encourage them through every stage of the dilemma of their lives. Well, sometimes things ain't right. Some people may never have known this father was going through, was getting up every morning. Did you see him? Did you see him? Did you see him? Did you see him? Well, is he all right? Well, is he all right? Come on, he may have been suffering silently, but I can tell you, deep within him, he wanted to know. What's going on, my boy? Everybody else here intact. Everybody else doing, but I don't know where he is. Come on, this is a real dilemma, church. This call to fatherhood is a great responsibility. Well, it's more than this rhetoric. He the head of the house. He the provider for the family. He the disciplinarian. Wait till your father get home. I'm going to order you one. I'm going to order you one. That's my wife. Come on, he's more than just giving himself for his wife. It's all about trusting God for the outcome. Come on, sometimes it's like putting stuff in the air and I don't know how it's going to fall. But the reality is, it's all about trusting God for the outcome. I know where it's going to fall, how it's going to fall. But I'm going to trust you, Lord. Come on, look at this father. This father kept the faith. See, God teaches us that without faith, it's impossible to please him. And that everybody that goes to him must believe that he is, and that he is a what? That he's going to reward you who diligently seek him. He teaches us that. And this father kept the faith. So I want to encourage fathers today, keep the faith. I don't know your dilemma. I don't know your struggle. But I do know God is a rewarder. You keep your faith. Endure the cross. And despise the shame. And never lose hope in what the Lord can do. So as we close today, I really want to encourage fathers. Maybe you have a dilemma and you ain't telling nobody. That's fine. God already knows. Maybe there's some things we haven't figured out as a dad that God is figuring it out for you. He just needs you to hold on. Don't give up. Don't give up. And don't walk away. Stay the course. God says he's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Come on, no matter how hard it may be, no matter how difficult it may be, God is with you in your dilemma. Amen. Come on, maybe you have a wayward child. They've made some decisions. They've done some things, and now they're not in your life. Maybe your child has made some decisions, and you're a father, and you're in a dilemma. Maybe they have a different orientation. Maybe they're dealing with a different crowd. Maybe they've joined themselves to citizens of this world, and you don't really even know who they are anymore. Or maybe they've cost you a lot of money from some foolish decisions. Maybe they've hurt you and not really meant to, but never really thought about how it made you feel. And every day you deal with the same dilemma. I can tell you, some people have had resentment. Yeah, they have. They have. Some fathers are bitter. Some are unforgiving because they did not know how to deal with this dilemma. When you start having children, they don't give you a manual other than this Bible. Amen. They don't give you a template saying this one going to have this temperament and this one had this personality and this one going to talk back and this one going to do everything you say and this one ain't going to do nothing you say. This one, they don't give you no book. This one going to keep you up at night and this one going to make you go to bed happy. There's no book. And every step of the way, you're trying to figure it out. And don't know how the end's going to be. And God forces us sometimes to just trust him. Come on. That's why I open this sermon up. Lean not to our own understanding, but in all of our ways, acknowledge him. He will direct our paths. So while every head is bowed, every eye is closed, this first altar call is for fathers. Maybe you're going through a dilemma right now. And I know sometimes it's easier to say nothing. Maybe it's caused you to be angry. Maybe it's caused you to be frustrated. Maybe it's caused you to be on pins and needles about every step and everything you deal with in life. It's just God showing you that you need his help in every dilemma of our life. That we are not without strength, that we are not without help, because our help comes from the Lord. So if you are a father today, well, maybe it's your marriage and you're struggling in your marriage. Maybe it's your children and somebody's wayward or causing you problems at home. It's a dilemma. It is a problem. God, how can you help me through this dilemma? This is for just the fathers, because you hold the weight. You are more than just the head of the house. You are more than just the provider. You are the call to be the head of a family. So that as you, just want you to stand on your feet real quick, lift your hands to the Lord and say, Father, help me in this dilemma. Come on, I know I haven't said nothing to anybody. I ain't said a peep, but it's coming out in my actions. It comes out in my dreams. It comes out in how I feel and what I deal and how I deal with things. It's a real dilemma. I wish I had a price on it. I wish I had a tag or something to help me get through this thing without being hurt or harmed in any way. But God knows what's best for me. So, Father, right now, we lift our hands to you. I pray for every father right now in any dilemma that we may be standing in. That God, with men, it may be impossible. But with God, all things are possible. Come on, I pray your anointing and your strength on every father here right now. Come on, every dilemma that we face, every obstacle that we see, every hardship that we face, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you that you are a burden bearer. That the word of God says, cast our cares on you because you care about us. That God, never do we have to go silently when we have a heavenly Father. Thank you for showing us your divine love. And helping us through this burden of dilemma. Grant it in our lives in Jesus' name. Come on. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. Come on, help us, God. This is a real dilemma. This is a real problem. But God, I know through you, we're able to overcome it by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. What do we say about it? Come on, we're more than conquerors through Jesus who gives us strength. Come on, we're more than every hardship. Come on, he's more than every dilemma in our life. Come on, he's a sustaining factor in our life. Come on, y'all haven't walked away and you haven't quit because God has been an ever-present help in every time of trouble. Help me with the dilemma, God. Keep my heart pure. Keep my mind stayed on you so that the peace of God that surpasses understanding will rule and guide my heart. Come on, right now, if your father's standing, your husband, whoever, I need somebody to stand along with him. Come on, stand with him. We need strength in numbers, amen. One can cause 1,000 to flee, 2, 10,000, amen. Another thing is fathers feel like they fight alone. Like they supposed to handle it. It's an unreality that we need his strength, sustaining strength, every step of the way. So right now we thank you, Father, that no weapon formed against us. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. Come on, every tongue that rises up against it, we condemn it right now. Come on, condemn it right now. We bind the works of Satan right now. We will not be defeated. We'll declare the works of the Lord in Jesus' name. Come on, strength in numbers. Strength in numbers. Come on, maybe you're here. Maybe you're a father. Maybe you're a mother. And you want to ask God to forgive you for every idle act, for every idle work, for every form of selfishness that hurt them. And you've never had a chance to say, you know what? Forgive me. Come on, right now before God, just lift your hands to the Lord and ask God to forgive you. See, the promise is that when we ask God to forgive us, that he's faithful and just to forgive us. Come on, right now and all over the sanctuary, let's just ask the Lord to forgive us and renew the right spirit in us in Jesus' name. Come on, Daddy, I know it hurt you. Mama, I know it was difficult. I wasn't thinking about you. I was thinking about me. But God, give me a clean slate of my heart. Give me a renewed mind and purpose. Forgive me where I've been wrong. And renew the right spirit in me. God, may our seeds rise up and call them blessed in the name of Jesus. Come on, nothing has been perfect. Nothing has always worked out always the right way. But God has always been an ever-present help in any time of trouble. So God, I pray you sustain us all over. Forgive us where we have erred. Forgive us when we have talked bad or condemned our parents in any way. And help us to be the seed. Help us to be the seed of righteousness. In Jesus' name. Come on, every head is bowed, every eye is closed. Maybe you're here today and you've never confessed Jesus as Lord. You've never given him your heart. Come on, today is the day of salvation if you don't harden your heart. He'll make things new. He said old things will be passed away. And behold, all things will become new. Well, maybe it's your mouth that gets you in trouble. Always done said something wrong or said something bad, and now you're eating the fruit thereof. Oh, we didn't think about it then, but God reminds us. Maybe it was something I said. Yeah, maybe. Yeah, maybe, but God is a forgiving God. So if you're here today, maybe for the first time, maybe for the second time or third time or whenever. You're giving your heart to Jesus fresh and anew. God will not turn you away. He will receive you like this father received the son. All because he loved you. All because he loved you. Will you love him back? Will you love him back? Come on, if that's you, just lift your hand and say, Pastor, that's me. My life, my life, my life. That's me, that's me. Come on, is there one? This one. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for doing a work in our lives, for straightening out the paths that are crooked, that are mending the fences that have been broken, that are touching the hearts that have been deflated. Father, we love you. We love you more than you ever know. But we thank you for giving yourself for us for the rest of our lives, creating me a clean heart and renewing me a right spirit. In Jesus' name. Come on, in Jesus' name. Amen, 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 amen.